And with that, we bring in the king.
Shamalama, what up? What you up to there? Having a good time?
Having a good time? I'm always having a good time.
Good. You know? TV-12. You guys mad he's back in it?
No. I didn't really think too much about it one way or the other.
I just think it's only fitting at this point that his 10th Super Bowl makes this the first team, the host team, to be in the game.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. How many fans are they going to allow in?
It's 22,000, and then 7,500 are be given out free to vaccinated healthcare workers.
Oh, that's really cool. So it'll be good. Arian said he felt like last weekend was the first game they played all year because the fans were in the stands. That was really difficult this year playing without fans.
The whole thing has not been easy, to be honest with you. It's, yeah, I'm talking from the players' point of view. It has not been easy.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And that's, you know, I mean, all the testing, all the worry week to week.
Yeah.
Not easy.
It sounds to me like they're starting to get a hold of things, and I think the change in administrations takes the political side out of it. So, Boston opened everything. Boston's been closed. Now all of a sudden, oh wow, look, we can open. You know, it's a little bit too coincidental for me, but I don't care what it is, how it is. Just open things. You know, just get things open. Let's go.
Yeah, well, everybody's anxious for it. I know that the vaccine ramp-up has been happening. Johnson & Johnson, which is a one-shot vaccine, evidently could be approved, or at least they're going to ask for emergency approval as early as next week.
Not as effective, though, is it? I only heard bits and parts of 85%, which is still very good.
Yeah, no, it's very good.
It just generates confidence, you know.
I mean, I tried to tell Matt that Sirianni was 85% effective as a coach. That wasn't good enough.
I need 90 or better.
People crack me up.
I get concerned.
I'm in manufacturing. That's what I do for a living. To even consider, you hear people saying there's just not enough vaccines. It's impossible for there to be enough. They haven't had enough time to make enough. You're talking the whole world. We're not talking just the United States, you know. To manufacture and to package and to send and to, I think they've done a remarkable job. It's still way too early. And by this time next year, I think it's going to be not an afterthought, but, you know, a lot of people will be vaccinated, and the ones who don't want to, God bless you. You don't have to, you know, and move on. But we won't forget. But let's just hope we don't have a copycat out there.
I try to tell Matt every week when he's griping about the Eagles to move on. He just doesn't like those words.
Oh, the Eagles are in rough shape, Matt. What are you going to do? Who's their head coach now? They hire someone?
Yeah, Nick Sirianni. He had his introductory press conference today.
Oh, that's Nick Sirianni.
Yes.
That's funny. Is he qualified? Is he? What are his?
I like the hire. He was under Frank
Reich. Did you see the movie The Water Boy? No, I'm just kidding.
That would sum up the press conference today. Yeah. We learned he's not the greatest speaker in the world, but you know what? If you win football games, I can care less.
You know what? I got a little bone to pick. I'm a little bit tired of, like, Watson down in Houston. The players, you know, I'm not happy here. They want to pick who's going to be on the team. They want to pick who the coach is going to be. They want to have say in it, or they're going to... Why should you have any say in it? I don't get that.
He was happy enough a year ago. He'd signed a $156 million contract.
He was ecstatic on that day. You're a 25-year-old kid. You've never taken a financial risk in your life. The owner of that company took a huge financial risk to buy it. You don't tell him. He doesn't have to consult with you to do anything. Get in the real business world, you'll get fired. That's it. Go find another job, you know? It's. Can you imagine going to the head of your radio station and say, I want input on everyone who's hired here? He'd fire you in a minute.
Right, but the only problem was, though, the Texans organization promised that he would have input, and then they didn't. So that's why he has the beef with the organization, which is justifiable.
A little bit, you know. They changed their mind. You know, they're paying them a lot of friggin' money to. I understand what you're saying, and you're right, but it just rubbed me the wrong way. There's too many players like that, you know. What's the team going to do for me now? Well, we hired you, and we're paying you. That's what we're going to do for you, and you perform. If you're not happy, request a trade, which he did. I just think the Texans are a disaster of an organization.
That's just me.
To where?
I just think the Texans are a complete disaster of an organization.
Yeah, when they fired, what's his name? That was wrong. So I'm horrible with names. What's your friend, Steve?
Bill O'Brien. Yeah.
Yeah, they should not have fired him. That was a huge mistake. He turned that team around. So did a good job down there. He's available, and I haven't heard his name come up for hire.
Offensive coordinator, Alabama.
Yep.
Huh.
Yep, that was announced, what, last week, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, last week.
Yeah.
That's a good job.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, you want to rehab your football image? You be the OC at Alabama. You be the anything at Alabama, believe me. It gets you back on track immediately. In fact, I mean,
next 3 years, you'll have three Heisman Trophy quarterbacks.
That's why for years the suit kept putting in to be the play-by-play guy at Alabama, and Eli Gold kept saying no. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WK. He had to rehab his image on News Radio 1070 WK. Okay. So I guess what we're doing, Super Bowl trivia?
That is right. King, you want to start us off?
I certainly will. Let's see, where do you want to go? Halftime shows? What do you want? I'm ready to roll.
You roll with whatever you want. We're ready.
Okay, I'll go local. What player holds the record for the most career rushing yards in Super Bowl games?
Career?
Yep.
Oh, I suppose I would go with Emmitt Smith.
That's what I was going to say.
I gave you a hint. I'll go local.
Oh, local.
It would have to be a team in your area that played in a lot of them.
It's not Franco, is it?
Yep. Franco Harris, 354 total yards.
Oh, that's great, because I see Franco all the time. We'll just keep that quiet.
Isn't that cool? Cool
all right.
Question.
Wow.
I'm not going to spoon feed you the rest of them.
All right, I'll go next. I'll start with the halftime stuff.
Oh, jeez.
Who is this year's halftime show?
Oh, The Weeknd. Next, move on. Right.
Hey, I didn't think you knew that, so I was just testing you.
The guy who played the national anthem at the Chiefs game.
Oh, that guy.
That guy was awesome.
As I vomited during
he was doing his best Jimi Hendrix. That's what he was doing.
Oh, that was awful. My God. The country's turning into a freak show. Boy, I should know. I know who it is. I saw it.
I already said it. I already said it.
Yeah, Steve said it.
I got it right.
Who is it?
The band's name is The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
Who? The who?
The Weeknd. Yeah.
The Weeknd. No,
but it's spelled differently.
The Weeknd.
No, the who does the theme to CSI Miami? All right, so
The Weeknd is a group?
Yes.
Yeah.
Brand new.
Yeah.
Wow. Boy, that should be good.
They have decent music. I've heard a couple songs.
Okay.
All right, next one.
Okay. Go
ahead, scored Steve. Who scored the first ever Kansas City Chiefs touchdown in the Super Bowl?
Oh.
Len Dawson.
Close.
As I was going to say, Len, too.
Curtis McClinton on a pass from Len Dawson.
That was my second choice.
I'm sure it was.
Okay, let's go to back to halftime shows.
Think about this.
Had the highest rated Super Bowl halftime show to date.
Think about this. That very quickly, the Chiefs are going to play in their fourth Super Bowl. Two of the four will not be sellouts.
Wow.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going the highest rate. Michael Jackson's halftime.
I'm going to go with. That's not correct?
No.
I'm going to go with the Janet Jackson mishap.
Katy Perry 2015.
Really?
That was excellent.
That was
Holy
a good halftime
cow.
Show.
That was the best I've ever seen. I love Katy Perry, so I would be
partial.
Yeah.
I was ordering pizza.
The question was, what artist had the highest-rated Super Bowl halftime show
today?
And it's Katy Perry, 2015. Remember she was flying around the stadium?
Yes,
singing? That was cool.
I was getting pizza.
Steve was getting takeout.
I was watching that game in my college apartment my senior year.
Wow. Let's see, my college senior year. Remember, Steve, we went down, we were at your apartment, me and George, and the Oakland Raiders were playing, was it the Oakland Raiders or Pittsburgh Steelers? It was 1980 maybe?
If it was 1980, it was against the Eagles.
80 was the Rams.
No, it was the 70s. I think the Steelers were in the Super
79,
Bowl.
Yeah, 79 Steelers.
Maybe?
79 Steelers played the Rams.
Okay.
Which is the 1980
Super
Bowl.
We were down
Bowl.
There.
And Jack did not play in the game. It was in the Rose Bowl. And we were standing on the field at the Rose Bowl. Was it 3 years ago now? And he points up to the press box. He said, Super Bowl 14, Steve. Jackie Boy was safe and sound up there with an ankle injury.
Oh, that's got to be hard. Wow.
They played the three others. He did not seem crushed.
Oh, this is far along. I was just thinking, where were we the same time Matt was in his... We were like, wow, in the late 70s. Oh. Okay, who's up?
All right. What was the final score of the last Super Bowl Tom Brady played in? So this would be Super Bowl 53.
Was it 41-33?
That was the
I'm
year before.
Say 28,
you're right.
24.
You talk about the Rams game, the 10-3 game?
Yeah. 13-3.
13-3 game with the Rams? That was an awful game.
Yes, it was.
Oh, my
that
God.
That was also the lowest score ever.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, the Rams and the Dolphins are the only two to ever play a Super Bowl and not score a touchdown.
All right, Steve, you're up now.
Penn State's Jimmy Cephalo caught a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl for the Dolphins. Who threw it?
Dan Marino.
Yeah, I got nothing.
David Woodley.
Oh, wow.
You wonder why they didn't win. All right, so. Yes.
What happened to Marino? He didn't play the whole game?
No, he wasn't with them yet. Wasn't
really?
With them yet. Yeah.
Oh. okay. That's a good question. That's a real good question.
Oh, I did. Yeah, look, I'm doing these off the cuff. Who knows? They might be wrong.
Yeah, they're probably wrong.
Yeah.
Who was the first left-handed quarterback to get a Super Bowl ring?
First left-handed quarterback to get a Super Bowl ring. Well, you know, obviously Steve Young played in the doggone thing, and he was a backup. So I'll go with the obvious. I'll go with Steve Young.
Yeah, that's the only one I can think of, too. Steve Young.
You know, I mean, there may be a backup quarterback that was left-handed, but... Oh, it's, no, Kenny Stabler.
Yeah.
Nope. That's why I bounced back there. I got it.
All right.
And believe me, Kenny Stabler passed away, but he used to be the Alabama color analyst. That was one fun guy to talk to.
he died?
Yeah, Kenny's passed away. Yep.
Oh, yep. Gosh.
That was a few years ago, wasn't it?
I'd say, what, 4 years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, breaks my heart.
All right. Last time Tom Brady won the Super Bowl MVP was which game?
I don't know.
Super Bowl 52.
That'd be incorrect.
Okay.
that's your team.
That was
that's
when the Eagles beat
right
them.
There.
Oh,
Super Bowl
yeah, that's
51?
Why you're giggling. They lost that game. Okay.
51?
Correct answer is 49.
49. All right,
the correct answer is Tom Brady is back at another Super Bowl, okay. And the Eagles hired a new coach today.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I get to ask this one. Name the first non-quarterback to throw a pass in the Super Bowl.
Oh, boy. Is that the pass to Falk?
No. This is you guys will not get it, but you're going to love the answer.
Antoine Randle L.
Threw a touchdown pass, he did, but he's not the first.
I have no idea.
Dave Cicchini, you're going to love me for this. Sam Haverlack of Bucknell.
Really?
For the Baltimore Colts, Bucknell's Sam Haverlack. He completed the pass. He was the first non-quarterback, the first halfback option pass ever in the Super Bowl,
cool.
Super Bowl V.
Wow.
There you go.
I got to keep that one in the back pocket.
Well, this is, somebody's got to localize this show, Cotrillo.
How much did a ticket to the very first Super Bowl cost?
Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to remember what Eddie's in-laws paid. Because you know Ed Russell. You know Eddie, right?
Me?
Hey, you know Eddie Russell, right? You've met Eddie Russell a lot. Oh, my buddy Eddie Russell. His wife, Mickey,
well,
grew up in Greenville.
I probably know him, but I'd have to see him. Oh.
He grew up in Green. His wife, Mickey, grew up in Green Bay. And I was around... her mother finally passed away about a year ago. They were the original Packer season ticket holders, and they went to the first Super Bowl. So I'm going to say, what, the highest price ticket for that game? I'm going to say $12.
I'll say $15.
Ding, 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 Steve. $12.
There we go.
Again, they went to the game.
We're a week away, baby.
No. Her parents went to the game. Again, the ability to localize the question.